Graphene in Solar Panels by Michael Hygaard, the 21st of December 2023. Graphene is a material that consists of a single layer of carbon atoms arranged in a hexagonal lattice. Graphene has remarkable properties, such as high electrical and thermal conductivity, mechanical strength, and optical transparency. Graphene can be used for various applications in optoelectronic devices, such as solar cells. Solar cells are devices that convert sunlight into electricity. Solar cells usually consist of a semiconductor layer that absorbs light and generates electric charges, and an electrode layer that collects and transports the charges to an external circuit. The efficiency and performance of solar cells depend on the materials, structures, and designs of these layers. https://news.mit.edu/2020/transparent-graphene-electrode-solar-cells-0605. Graphene can be used as a transparent electrode layer for solar cells because it has high conductivity and transparency, as well as flexibility and durability. Graphene can also be integrated with other materials, such as perovskites or quantum dots, to enhance the absorption and conversion of light in the semiconductor layer. Graphene can also provide protection and encapsulation for the solar cells, as it is resistant to degradation and corrosion. Graphene solar cells have the potential to achieve high efficiency and stability, as well as low cost and environmental impact. However, there are also some challenges and limitations that need to be overcome, such as the quality and purity of the graphene layer, the interface and contact resistance between the graphene layer and the semiconductor layer, the doping level and type of the graphene layer, and the environmental conditions and stability of the solar cells. A graphene solar disk is a device that uses graphene as a transparent electrode to collect and convert sunlight into electricity. Graphene solar disks can be flexible, lightweight, and durable, and can achieve high efficiency and stability. Graphene solar disks can also be integrated with other materials, such as perovskites or quantum dots, to enhance their performance or functionality. Evaluating the efficiency and durability of a graphene solar disk. You may need to consider the following factors. The efficiency of a solar disk is the ratio of the electrical power output to the solar power input. The efficiency depends on the materials, structures, and designs of the solar disk, as well as the environmental conditions, such as temperature, irradiance, and spectrum. Graphene is a promising material for solar disks because it has a high electrical and thermal conductivity, mechanical strength, and optical transparency. Graphene can also be integrated with other materials, such as perovskites or quantum dots, to enhance its performance or functionality. The durability of a solar disk is the ability to maintain its performance and functionality over time and under various stress factors, such as bending, stretching, humidity or corrosion. The durability depends on the stability and reliability of the materials, structures, and designs of the solar disk, as well as the protection and encapsulation methods. Graphene is a durable material for solar disks because it is flexible, lightweight, and resistant to degradation. Graphene can also provide protection and encapsulation for other materials that may be sensitive or unstable. Measuring the efficiency and durability of graphene solar disks. You may need to use some experimental methods and instruments, such as a solar simulator that can provide a controlled and standardized illumination source that mimics the natural sunlight. A solar simulator can be used to measure the current voltage characteristics, power conversion efficiency, fill factor, and open circuit voltage of the solar disk. A spectrophotometer that can measure the reflectance, transmittance, and absorbance of the solar disk at different wavelengths. A spectrophotometer can be used to evaluate the optical properties and performance of the solar disk. A bending tester that can apply mechanical stress to the solar disk by bending it at different angles or radii. A bending tester can be used to assess the flexibility and durability of the solar disk under bending stress. An environmental chamber that can simulate various environmental conditions, such as temperature, humidity, or air pressure. An environmental chamber can be used to test the stability and reliability of the solar disk under different environmental stress factors. Some other factors that may affect the performance of a graphene solar disk are: the quality and purity of the graphene layer, which may influence its electrical and optical properties, such as conductivity, transparency, and sheet resistance. Graphene with fewer defects, impurities, or wrinkles can provide better performance for the solar disk. The interface and contact resistance between the graphene layer and the underlying silicon substrate, which may affect the charge transfer and collection efficiency of the solar disk. A good interface and contact can reduce the energy loss and increase the power output of the solar disk. The doping level and type of the graphene layer, which may modify its work function and band alignment with the silicon substrate. Doping can enhance the conductivity and transparency of the graphene layer, as well as improve its compatibility with the silicon substrate. However, doping may also introduce defects or impurities that may degrade the performance of the solar disk. The environmental conditions and stability of the solar disk, which may influence its performance and durability over time, and under various stress factors, such as temperature, humidity, or air pressure. The solar disk should be able to withstand these factors without losing its efficiency or functionality. Optimizing the performance of graphene solar disks. Graphene can be used in solar panels to improve their performance and efficiency in several ways, such as a transparent electrode, graphene can replace the conventional indium tin oxide, ITO, electrodes that are used to collect the electric current generated by the solar cells. Graphene electrodes have several advantages over ITO, such as lower cost, higher flexibility, better stability, and higher transparency to a wider range of wavelengths, including infrared light. As a perovskite stabilizer, perovskites are a class of materials that have great potential for solar cells due to their high efficiency and low cost. However, they are also very sensitive to moisture, heat, and light, which can degrade their performance over time. Graphene can be used to coat or dope the perovskite layers and protect them from environmental factors, as well as enhance their electrical properties. As a rain harvester, graphene can also enable solar panels to generate electricity from raindrops, in addition to sunlight. This is possible because graphene has a property called pseudocapacitance, which allows it to store electric charge when it comes into contact with an electrolyte, such as salt water. When raindrops fall on a graphene-coated solar panel, they create a voltage difference between the graphene and the underlying layer, which can be used to power a device. The efficiency of graphene-based solar panels. This depends on the type and design of the solar cells, as well as the properties and applications of graphene. According to some sources, graphene can improve the efficiency of solar panels in various ways, such as reducing the reflectance of solar rays by 20%, which can increase the efficiency by up to 20%. Enabling the use of perovskite solar cells, which have a high efficiency potential but are unstable and sensitive to environmental factors. Graphene can coat or dope the perovskite layers and protect them from degradation, as well as enhance their electrical properties. Harvesting electricity from raindrops, in addition to sunlight. Graphene has a property called pseudocapacitance, which allows it to store an electric charge when it comes into contact with an electrolyte, such as salt water. When raindrops fall on a graphene-coated solar panel, they create a voltage difference that can be used to power a device. Limitations to graphene-based solar panels. The actual efficiency of graphene-based solar panels is still limited by several challenges, such as the difficulty of producing large-scale and high-quality graphene sheets or films that are uniform, transparent, and conductive. The trade-off between transparency and conductivity of graphene electrodes. Higher transparency means lower conductivity, and vice versa. This affects the amount of light that can reach the solar cells and the amount of current that can be collected. The compatibility and integration of graphene with other materials and components in the solar panel system. Graphene may have different chemical, physical, and electrical interactions with different substrates, interfaces, and layers that can affect the overall performance and stability of the solar panel. According to one source, the highest efficiency reported for a graphene-based solar cell is 6.53%, achieved by using two layers of graphene as transparent electrodes for a silicon heterojunction solar cell. Another source claims that scientists in Switzerland have figured out a way to use graphene in solar panel design that could raise its efficiency to an astonishing 60%, but this has not been verified or published yet. Advantages of graphene in solar panels. Some of the advantages of graphene in solar panels are: 1. It can reduce the cost of solar panels by replacing the expensive and scarce indium tin oxide, ITO, electrodes that are currently used to collect the electric current generated by the solar cells. 2. It can increase the flexibility and durability of solar panels by making them thinner, lighter, and more resistant to bending, cracking, and corrosion. 3. It can increase the efficiency and transparency of solar panels by allowing additional light to reach the solar cells and enhancing their electrical properties. Graphene electrodes have a higher transparency to a wider range of wavelengths, including infrared light, which can increase the power output of solar panels. Graphene can also coat or dope the perovskite layers that have a high efficiency potential but are unstable and sensitive to environmental factors. Graphene can protect them from degradation and improve their performance. 4. It can enable solar panels to generate electricity from raindrops, in addition to sunlight. Graphene has a property called pseudocapacitance, which allows it to store electric charge when it comes into contact with an electrolyte, such as salt water. When raindrops fall on a graphene-coated solar panel, they create a voltage difference that can be used to power a device. Disadvantages of graphene in solar panels. Some of the disadvantages of graphene in solar panels are: 1. It is difficult to produce large-scale and high-quality graphene sheets or films that are uniform, transparent, and conductive. Graphene production methods are still expensive, complex, and time-consuming. 2. It has a trade-off between transparency and conductivity. Higher transparency means lower conductivity, and vice versa. This affects the amount of light that can reach the solar cells and the amount of current that can be collected. https://www.grapheninfo.com/graphene-solar-panels. 3. It may have compatibility and integration issues with other materials and components in the solar panel system. Graphene may have different chemical, physical, and electrical interactions with different substrates, interfaces, and layers that can affect the overall performance and stability of the solar panel. http://large.stanford.edu/courses/2017/ph240/u1/. 4. It may be able to overcome the inherent limitations of perovskite solar cells, which are still unstable and sensitive to environmental factors. Graphene can coat or dope the perovskite layers to protect them from degradation, but it may not be enough to ensure their long-term reliability and durability. The cost of producing a graphene-based solar panel depends on several factors, such as the type and quality of graphene, the size and design of the solar cell, the production method and scale, and the market demand and supply. According to some sources, graphene can reduce the cost of solar panels by replacing the expensive and scarce indium tin oxide, ITO, electrodes that are currently used to collect the electric current generated by the solar cells. One source claims that graphene solar panels can have a potential low cost of less than HKD 0.5/watt, which is more than 50% reduction compared with the existing cost of silicon solar cells. Another source reports that Nanotech Engineering has developed a graphene synthesis solar panel that claims to have a 92% efficiency and a cost per watt of 0.55 cents, which is much lower than the US average of $3.26 for silicon PV panels. However, these claims have not been verified or published in peer-reviewed journals, and may not reflect the actual cost of producing graphene-based solar panel, is still a subject of ongoing research and development. Longevity of graphene-based solar panels. The lifespan of a graphene-based solar panel depends on several factors, such as the type and quality of graphene, the design and structure of the solar cell, the environmental conditions and exposure, and the maintenance and repair. According to some sources, graphene can improve the stability and durability of solar panels by making them thinner, lighter, and more resistant to bending, cracking, and corrosion. However, the actual lifespan of graphene-based solar panels is still limited by several challenges, such as the difficulty of producing large-scale and high-quality graphene sheets or films that are uniform, transparent, and conductive. The trade-off between transparency and conductivity of graphene electrodes. Higher transparency means lower conductivity, and vice versa. This affects the amount of light that can reach the solar cells and the amount of current that can be collected. The compatibility and integration issues with other materials and components in the solar panel system. Graphene may have different chemical, physical, and electrical interactions with different substrates, interfaces, and layers that can affect the overall performance and stability of the solar panel. The inability to overcome the inherent limitations of perovskite solar cells, which are still unstable and sensitive to environmental factors. Graphene can coat or dope the perovskite layers to protect them from degradation, but it may not be enough to ensure their long-term reliability and durability. According to one source, the longest lifespan reported for a graphene-enabled perovskite solar panel is around 12% 20 months, which is much shorter than the 25-year lifespan of conventional solar technologies. Another source claims that Nanotech Engineering has developed a graphene synthesis solar panel that claims to have a 92% efficiency and a lifespan of over 30 years, but this has not been verified or published in peer-reviewed journals. Hence, the lifespan of graphene-based solar panels is still a subject of ongoing research and development. Maintenance of graphene-based solar panels. Maintaining and repairing a graphene-based solar panel can be done in several ways, depending on the type and design of the solar cell, the environmental conditions and exposure, and the availability and cost of the materials and services. Here are some general tips and guidelines. To maintain a graphene-based solar panel, you should regularly clean it from dust, dirt, leaves, snow, or any other debris that may block the sunlight or damage the surface. You can use a garden hose or a leaf blower to gently remove the dirt, or hire a professional service to do it for you. To repair a graphene-based solar panel, you should first identify the source and extent of the problem. You can use a thermal imaging camera or an electroluminescence tester to detect any hot spots, cracks, or defects in the solar cells. You can also inspect the graphene coating for any scratches, peeling, or delamination that may affect its transparency or conductivity. Depending on the severity of the damage, you may be able to fix it by applying some graphene paste or ink to fill the gaps or recoat the surface. You should also check the wiring, connections and mounting system for any signs of wear, corrosion, or loose parts. You can use a multimeter to measure the voltage and current of the solar panel and compare it with the expected values. If you notice any significant drop or fluctuation in the output, you may need to repair or replace some components. If the damage is too extensive or beyond your expertise, you may need to replace the whole solar panel or hire a professional service to do it for you. The cost of maintaining and repairing a graphene-based solar panel may vary depending on several factors, such as the type and quality of graphene, the size and design of the solar cell, the production method and scale, and the market demand and supply. According to some sources, graphene can reduce the cost of solar panels by replacing the expensive and scarce indium tin oxide, ITO, electrodes that are currently used to collect the electric current generated by the solar cells. However, graphene production methods are still expensive, complex and time-consuming, which may increase the cost of repairing or replacing a graphene-based solar panel. According to some estimates, you can expect to pay around $150 for a yearly servicing and inspection of your solar panel system, and $15,000 to $21,000 for replacing a solar panel. However, these costs may vary depending on your location, provider, and specific situation. Preventing damage to graphene-based solar panels. One way to prevent damage to your graphene-based solar panels is to use a graphene buffer layer between the solar cell and the substrate. This can help to stop degradation and enhance stability in the solar cell device. Another way to prevent damage is to apply a hydrophobic coating on the surface of the solar panel. This can help reduce the soiling issues from dust accumulation and improve the self-cleaning ability of the panel. One should also avoid exposing solar panels to extreme temperatures, humidity, or mechanical stress, as these can affect the performance and durability of the graphene electrodes and perovskite layers. Increasing the efficiency of graphene-based solar panels. There are several ways to increase the efficiency of your graphene-based solar panel, depending on the type and design of the solar cell, the materials and methods used, and the environmental conditions and exposure. Here are some general tips and guidelines. Use a transparent graphene electrode instead of a conventional indium tin oxide, ITO, electrode. Graphene electrodes have several advantages over ITO, such as lower cost, higher flexibility, better stability, and higher transparency to a wider range of wavelengths, including infrared light graphene-based solar panel efficiency improvement. This can increase the power output of your solar panel by reducing the reflectance of solar rays by 20%, which can increase the efficiency by up to 20%. Use perovskite solar cell, PSC, instead of a silicon solar cell. PSCs have a high efficiency potential but are unstable and sensitive to environmental factors. Graphene can coat or dope the perovskite layers and protect them from degradation, as well as enhance their electrical properties. This can increase the performance and stability of your solar panel by anchoring the graphene molybdenum disulfide, MOS2, to reduced graphene oxide, which can increase the efficiency by 36%. Use a graphene buffer layer between the solar cell and the substrate. This can help to stop degradation and enhance stability in the solar cell device. Apply a hydrophobic coating on the surface of the solar panel. This can help to reduce the soiling issues from dust accumulation and improve the self-cleaning ability of the panel. Avoid exposing your solar panel to extreme temperatures, humidity, or mechanical stress, as these can affect the performance and durability of the graphene electrodes and perovskite layers. Warranties and insurance policies for solar panels. There are different types of warranties and insurance policies for solar panels, depending on the manufacturer, installer, and provider. Here are some of the common ones. Product warranty. This covers the integrity of the solar panel itself and protects you against problems such as manufacturing defects, environmental issues, premature wear and tear, etc. The product warranty duration varies by manufacturer but typically 25 years. https://news.energysage.com/shopping-solar-panels Pay attention to solar panels warranty / performance warranty. This guarantees a certain level of power output from the solar panel over a period of time, usually 25 years. The performance warranty usually specifies that the solar panel will produce at least 90% of its rated power output for the first 10 years, and at least 80% for the remaining 15 years. Workmanship warranty. This covers the installation and labor costs of the solar panel system. The workmanship warranty is typically 2 years. The reason for this is that the code of practice we adhere to, along with insurance-backed guarantee requirements, ensures a maximum of 2 years workmanship and anything beyond that requires an additional charge. Inverter warranty, this covers the device that converts the direct current, DC, generated by the solar panel to alternating current, AC, that can be used by your home appliances. The inverter warranty duration varies by manufacturer, but typically 10 years. Battery warranty, this covers the device that stores the excess electricity produced by the solar panel for later use. The battery warranty duration varies by manufacturer, but typically 10 years. Homeowner's insurance, this covers your solar panel system from damage caused by events such as fire, wind, hail, lightning or theft. Most homeowners' insurance policies cover solar panels as long as they are permanently attached to your home. However, one should check with the insurance provider for details and exclusions before installing solar panels. Author for Graphene Research Notes, Michael Heigart.